Tim Conway's on the phone on WGN.
You're kidding. We've always been associated with each other. That's wonderful. This is the weirdest program I've ever listened to in my life.
What do you think? You know, listen, a lot of people don't remember, but you and I met when we both were auditioning as pirates in, it wasn't Pirates of Penzance, it was an off-Broadway version of it. It was Pirates in My Pants. I believe that's what it was.
Yeah. In Cleveland, yes. They have a lot of pirates in your pants in Cleveland, yeah.
So, Tim Conway, you know, since you had the restraining order on me because I was a big fan and I was stalking you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's been lifted. How have you been?
Not well. And you? I got about a week left, but you look good towards the end. You know, it's really blood pressure, but they think you've been out in the sun. So they go, gee, you look so good. And bang, he went.
Well, you're coming to town. That's always good. Chicago's a great town for you.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, the best. Yeah, well, I love the whole Midwest. I mean, that's where the humor is. You know, that's where people are.
We're funny.
Yeah, we're out here, sitting out here with all these wonderful Hollywood stars, you know. So you get a whole different perspective of what life is all about out there.
Do you like anybody in Hollywood? Because if I'm you, I got a list and there's nobody left.
Well, you know what? Every Tuesday night, Newhart, Rickles, myself,
sure.
Mike Connors,
sure.
And used to be Tom, Dick Martin.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't show up anymore. And
that's difficult.
Harvey,
yeah.
It's really annoying.
Harvey's not coming either.
Not coming at all. No, geez.
Was Tom Poston in on that?
Huh?
Was Tom Poston in on that group as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, Tom used to. I used to go out with it. Yeah, well, Tom and I used to travel around. We did the Odd Couple together.
Sure.
Talk about Odd Couple, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a good kisser, though. I think you'll agree.
Oh, isn't he, though? I'll tell you.
So you guys would get together. And that, man, that's it. That's all you need. That room just described right there. You don't need anything else. You just sit in the back and just listen to you knuckleheads tell stories.
I know,
and then throw money at you.
And Rickles is the one. I mean, you can just sit there for hours listening to him, you know. And if you don't get insulted, then you're really kind of embarrassed about the fact that he doesn't like you.
Right. No, that's one of the great honors in comedy is to have Don Rickles make a fool out of you.
Right.
And Newhart, you know, the nicest man in show business.
Right. Yeah. No, he is. He's just that quiet little. He ran into that wonderful thing. You know, when you go into show business, you have a choice of what kind of personality you're going to develop and everything. And he took the stammer. I was going to go for a stammer, and he took it, and so I was left with just stupidity. You know.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I have seen you as the dentist 9 million times. I have wet my pants all 9 million times. It's still that funny.
You know, Harvey did that, too, when we did the dentist sketch. You know, he had never seen the Novocaine part of it.
Right.
And he kept saying, boy, this sketch really stinks. We're not going to do this. They're not even going to tape this thing because it has nothing, you know. I said, well, I got a little something I'm going to try at the end. He said, well, nothing's going to say. And if you look at the tape, you see in his face when he finally gets it, oh, I get it. He's going to immobilize himself with Novocaine. Well, isn't that going to be hysterical?
Right.
And he actually did wet his pants.
Right. And later on, we found out it was medical.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So,
I thought it was just age, but no.
You know, I've not spoken to you since we lost Harvey, and in all seriousness, condolences, because I know he's one of your best friends in life, and you guys were always brilliant.
45 years we wandered around. Yeah, when I first met him, Carol had asked me to do the show, and she said, do you know Harvey, which I had not met him until then, and she said, do I want to introduce you? So she took me down the basement at CBS, and he was handcuffed to a pipe down there, and she said, this is Harvey, and we just became instant friends, you know.
And that's when Lyle Waggoner was in a pirate suit.
Yeah, right.
Right. All right, now let me ask you something about this show, because the dentist sketch, I'm trying to think of a few of the other classics. The elephant story on Mama's Family.
Yeah.
You know, the German accent. You always killed the room. I mean, they were just on the floor, the most professional people. How much of that was you just saw the script and treated it like dirt and just went for a ride?
That's right. Well, I was a writer on the show, so especially when I wrote a sketch for Harvey and myself, I would never do the sketch as I wrote it.
No, of course
he
not.
He never knew where we were, you know, so he would just stare at me going, what the heck, where are we going with this thing, you know? And Carol always believed in having a live show, so we only taped it twice, and if they didn't get it, you know, that's tough.
Go home.
Yeah, right. We're out of here. So it was a great 11 years of, you know, on and off. Then the last three or four years, I guess I was a regular on the show. Carol had asked me to do, they were doing 33 shows at the time, and she'd
33?
Yeah, for a season.
I mean, and, now these punk kids on the CW and stuff, they'll work 4 weeks and take 3 months off.
I know, yeah. And, well, my personalized license plate, because I was getting canceled so much, was 13 weeks. So, and then I got one which said 6 weeks, because they were cutting it down to that now. So I'm down to a news break.
So, all right, speaking of breaks, I hope, and you're a huge star, so certainly
there's
you could hang up in a huff, but I'm hoping you'll hang on through this break so we can ask important questions.
Oh, God, yes.
Stand by.
It's so lonely out here. Are you kidding? Come on.
Tim Conway, so excited to be back on the Steve Cochran Show. And that's not some sort of show business falsitude, huh? No. And yes, that is a word.